Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
And welcome back to another show of smooth drama.
Drama.
With
Dick Hugger.
And Butter Facon. You say that with a little bit more enthusiasm.
Dick Hugger!
Yeah. Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing?
That was good.
Yeah. Did you get that out of your system?
I got that out of my system, even though I am, you know, March Madness coming down the stretch here.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I'm leading by 1 point. Unfortunately, my heart got broke this weekend.
Yeah, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh. It broke my heart.
Uh-oh.
Again.
Uh-oh.
Damn Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh.
Panthers. Always hurting my feelings. Be picking y'all. Y'all keep losing games. I don't like it. I ain't picking y'all no more till next year.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers. They've been breaking my heart since the days, and I'm dating myself to all the old school hip hop. Not hip hop. See, I'm hip hop. All the old hoop junkies. I've been stuck on Pittsburgh since Charles Smith and Jerome Lane tore down the rim dunking on somebody. You don't know nothing about that.
Nope.
Yeah. One day you'll be able to dunk, but probably no time soon.
Nope.
Yeah.
In my second life.
In your second life. That's what you're going to do in your second life?
Dunk.
Speaking of second life.
Yeah.
I've got the ultimate story right here.
Uh-oh.
If the child is resurrected, the cult mom goes free. A woman can leave jail if her child is resurrected.
In what state?
This is Baltimore, Maryland. Prosecutors agreed to some unusual terms to win a guilty plea from a former religious cult member charged with starving her one-year-old son to death. If the child is resurrected, her plea will be withdrawn.
Are they waiting on that?
I guess so.
The defense is waiting on that.
Yeah. Her name is Rhea Ramkissoon. And she's 22. And she also agreed to testify against four other members of the now defunct religious group known as One Mind Ministries. You know, all four are charged with first degree murder and the death of Javon Thompson, whose body was kept in a suitcase packed with mothballs and fabric softener sheets long after he died.
What?
Yeah.
People are sick.
Yeah, and according to the statement of facts, the cult member stopped feeding the boy when he refused to say amen after a meal.
Wait, how old was this boy?
1 year old.
Good grief.
Yep. Crazy, crazy.
1 year old. Was the boy talking?
I guess so. I guess he didn't say amen fast enough for these fools.
I guess not.
I'm like mothballs
and
fabric soft on their sheets.
I guess.
You know, I mean, and for the defense, I guess, you know, the prosecutors, whatever, if that's what it takes to get a guilty plea from this crazy ass woman to say if the child is resurrected as she was taught by One Mind Ministries, let us first just say, along with Peter James,
you suck.
Who sucks, One Mind Ministries. You suck.
You suck.
All of y'all suck.
Y'all suck.
Yeah. This is just...
That's sad.
This is really sad.
That's very, very sad. You had to open the show with a sad story.
Well...
Now I'm just thrown off kilter. I'm now in a funk vibe.
Nah, it's fine.
And
you gotta report stuff like
you
this.
You should put that in the middle. You have to put that in the beginning.
No, I'm starting.
And you want to put it in the middle.
No,
like, start off on an upbeat thing.
That's
take
upbeat.
It down and then bring it back up.
That was upbeat, man.
That was not upbeat.
Yeah, I'm
that
talking.
That story
about,
was not upbeat.
Okay, what I'm saying.
I'm talking about the story. I don't care how you report it. I'm just talking about the story. That just puts me in a funk vibe.
And funk. And when haven't you been
funk?
You've been funky since I've known you.
Funk.
Funky.
Funk. Different kind of funk.
Yeah, I know. But you're still funky.
I know.
All right, well, I guess we'll just move on to another story.
Anyway.
I just want to say,
one
of my ministries, you suck.
You suck.
Yes.
You're in that category of seed names.
Right.
You suck.
Yes.
What are they cooking?
Something nasty.
I don't know.
JFK baggage handler falls asleep and ends up in Boston.
Oh, is that the one that ended up and he got stuck in the plane in
the
belly of the plane?
Yeah, he was a JetBlue baggage handler. And I guess
fell asleep.
Apparently.
Wait, apparently or allegedly?
No, it's apparently. Apparently, he fell asleep amid the luggage in the plane's cargo hold.
What was he doing? Did he, like, make a bed and a pillow out of the luggage?
Man, you know what this fool was doing. He was thinking, I'm going to get a quick nap.
Oh, my
God. Nobody ever checked. He just read the wrong manifest. This is the plane that's going out as opposed to
staying
the other plane staying in or whatever. And he's like, I'm asleep here. Nobody ever checks.
Oh, you know what? I have a couple of friends that work for Alan. All they do is sit around in the belly of the plane.
Right.
Goof off.
Because you can goof off. You can hide. You can. I mean, because at my old job, I allegedly played.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I played pluck football. I don't know if y'all know what pluck football is.
What the hell is pluck football?
You don't know what pluck football is?
I know flag football.
No,
I know
not
pluck football.
No.
What the hell is
pluck
football?
Is when you get the little paper football that's made.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called pluck. Well, it was called pluck football where I came from.
Paper football.
Okay, we call it pluck football. I had played pluck football. You know, we were breaking them off proper.
Yeah. Wait. How did we get on the subject of football when we were talking about a guy falling asleep?
Yeah, we talking about a guy falling asleep. See, because he was finding, certain jobs, there are places that you can go and there's nobody there, you can do your thing. And that, he thought that plane was one of them places. And I was saying that we had one of them places at my job, and me and my homie Tony, we would pluck it up.
Pluck football.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing, pluck football is.
Mm.
You recognize. If anybody knows what pluck football is, hey,
call us at,
you can call us at 646-929-2037.
Or you can email us at smoothdrama1, @yahoo.com.
Well, you held that smooth out
there. You know, like that guy on KUSI that says that.
I hate
that guy.
Oh, my God.
How does he say it?
I'm not doing it.
It's just so damn irritating.
It's almost like a dude who used to do sports talk radio here, Hacksaw.
What did he do?
Where he would be like, Chula Vista, Loma Linda, break me off a freaking call.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, he was a man.
All I know is I didn't want to watch,
Yeah, I actually worked. I actually did some work
part-time work in college at the radio station, and I met him.
Yeah, is that irritating?
Nah, he has a face for radio. He
yeah.
definitely had a face for radio.
Which means you ugly.
Nah, I didn't
you ugly.
No,
you ugly. You ugly.
I just said that he had a face for radio. He was one of them people you knew what he looked like by watching.
Listening to him?
Yeah, no, but watching the radio. You can look at the radio and know what people look like.
Okay.
You know that, huh?
No.
All
right. Okay, so moving right along. Do you have an email there?
Yeah, we got an email.
From?
This is from...
Peter James.
No, this is from Orange Welfare Scheme. It's from orange@orange.com.
They trying to sell something?
No, they said... This is from Mr. Jerome Burley. Jerome Burley. He writes, your email address has been picked.
Oh my God.
As a beneficiary for a lump sum payout of $1 million GBP in cash credited to email account contact Mr. Jerome Burley. Email orangewelfare01@gmail.com. So basically, all we have to do is put our bio data, we put our full name, address, postcode, country, sex,
yes,
age, occupation, and telephone number.
That's it?
Yeah.
No address,
What's wrong with you?
I didn't see that.
All right.
I didn't hear you say that.
I did say address.
Oh,
I wasn't.
Like,
you saw sex.
Yeah. Then I was like,
So. All right. So,
Not yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, he didn't even ask for account number. So, how are we going?
I know.
How are you going to credit?
I'm going to check.
That would be sweet.
It would. Okay. Respond.
Okay.
Jerome.
Let me reply to Jerome here.
And now who's going to be out? The Smooth Drama?
Yeah.
Dick Hugger or Bud of the Con?
It's going to be made out to Dick Hugger and let me write. Dear Jerome.
Okay, well, you know what? We can do that after the show. So what do you have next on your little...
What?
Your thingamajigger. Because that's going to take a while. Type slow.
Anyway,
so,
I'm saying, dear Jerome, thank you. What? That's
next story.
What? I don't respond to Jerome.
Well, you can respond after the
show. I just
did.
I gave Jerome a shout out.
Didn't you fill in the information?
Hell no. What? Did you want your address on there?
Sammy the kid. Sammy the cat.
Anybody who wants a piece of that money, you provide us the address and we will send it to Mr. Jerome Burley. All right. Now, this is a case that I'm actually gonna watch very, very closely. Because it's about the pole vaulter who streaks through Paris.
Naked.
Yes, butt naked.
I saw this on the news.
Yeah.
A little wary about a naked man running out a sharp pole.
No, see what happened.
And I'm talking, you know, the pole that, you know.
Anyway. He was dropped by Nike. His name is Romain Mesnil.
I didn't know Nike was...
I guess Nike was his sponsor.
Sponsoring him.
And they dropped him. And
because he was naked?
No, because he, I guess, you know, they said budgetary and strategic reasons. So he said, it's a crisis on his website. And so, armed only with his pole, and...
covered.
You boy, did you leave that one open?
And covered,
I'm not gonna go
by
there.
A pesky black box of censorship, Mesnel sheds his pants and bounces through town.
That works. Down.
Bounce with me, bounce with me. Maybe he can bounce with me, bounce with me. Bounce with
the
me.
Word bounce.
Hey, this is important though. I'm saying this, that, and I'm putting
choice of words.
Yeah, I'm putting it out like this. If homie gets a contract with somebody, I'm saying this on the air, that Dick Hugger is gonna run through the streets of San Diego
with the pulse.
With a pole, bouncing, butt naked. I'm streaking. I'm inviting all the Smooth Gama listeners to get out there with me. We can all get a deal. It'd be like a combo deal.
We can get a deal with the Trojan
condo. I said a combo deal, man.
Oh, is that what you said?
That's what I said. Ooh, boy, you,
oh, my God. Yeah,
you got
right.
Issues. You definitely got some issues.
Yeah, well.
You need to resolve. It's all right, good.
Ooh.
Everybody, pick up your handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs?
Handkerchiefs. After 72 years, the guiding light is going off the air.
Why?
The final episode will air on September 18th. The Guinness Book of World Records has cited it as the longest running television drama.
So now they're going to quit.
Yeah, they said it began as a 15-minute serial on NBC Radio on January 25th, 1937.
Guiding Light?
Yes, and debuted on CBS TV in 1952. Focusing on the fictional town of Springfield and the Spalding, Lewis, and Cooper families. And I guess Procter & Gamble Productions, which makes the show, informed the cast and the crew Wednesday at several sets in New York and New Jersey that they're not really giving up on the story. They just want to explore different ways to keep it going after September. I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't either.
Yeah, but, hey, whatever. The guiding light is gone. So, everybody who's ever watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch it.
You used to watch the guiding light?
Mm-hmm. Used to. Got too boring.
I was a Young and the Restless guy.
I still watch Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yuppers.
Well, all my peoples out there working fast food, you know, this one right here is kind of a scary story. But, you know, I guess y'all be all right. A crook climbs in through the drive-thru. Well, not a crook. Crooks climb in the drive-thru and put the woman in the freezer.
What?
Yep, right here in San Diego. The restaurant, the Burger King restaurant on Mira Mesa Boulevard was robbed just before 2 a.m. Three men entered a Burger King through a drive-thru window Thursday morning and put three female employees in the freezer, police said. They said the dudes jumped in, they were wearing masks and gloves, and one of them was armed with a knife. And they fled the scene with an undetermined amount of cash. So, that night shift at Burger King. I didn't know Burger King stayed open until 2 a.m.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
But I guess I won't be going there either. Because you can break out and get somebody on you. Well, they coming through the drive-thru. It's hard times for them. Folks are driving, climbing through the drive-thru. Burger King. That's when you hard up. I got to get the cash. Make me a double whopper with cheese. While you're at it, then you can get in the freezer. I'm saying, probably, if you're hungry. And hopefully the icy machine is working. You know.
Okay.
You might get cut. It's like, damn, homie, why you ain't fix the icy machine?
Wow.
Burger King makes some good ass icy, man. You know that, right?
No. I can't have ices.
All right, well, see. Women.
Why?
Y'all don't even know what y'all missing.
Why?
Well, you know, you, especially you American women. Y'all got way too many rights.
Rights?
Rights. There you go.
On that note, we're going to take a station identification break. Be right back.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
And you're back with smooth drama. Dick Hugger and
having a good time. Having a good old time. You want to have a good old time with us, give us a call at 646-929-2037.
Okay.
Or you can email us any questions or concerns at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. Or if you would like to keep up with us on a day-to-day through your mobile devices, you can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
Okay. So what's the shit that women have too many rights?
Hey, in Afghanistan.
Uh-oh.
They took it to the next level.
And
you know, they got tired of women's rights and women being able to like go outside by themselves and stuff like that. So, a new Afghan law makes it legal for men to rape their wives.
To what?
A new Afghan law makes it legal for men to rape their wives, human rights groups and some Afghan lawmakers said Thursday.
You're kidding.
Accusing President Hamid Karzai of signing the legislation to bolster his re-election prospects.
You are kidding.
Nope. Because what it does, it, one provision of the law, it prevents the women from leaving the house without a man's permission. The law doesn't, for you people living in Afghanistan or planning on going, the law doesn't affect Afghan Sunnis.
Afghan what?
Sunnis.
What
it only affects the
Sunni?
Shiite. It's a different faction of Muslims. Anyway, the law, which was
how
never.
How do you know that, though?
Just the law, man. Just the law.
In
Afghanistan. Right. It
said. Afghanistan?
It was never debated in Parliament. And it's intended to regulate family life inside Afghanistan's Shiite community, which makes up about 20% of the country's 30 million people. And one of the controversial articles of the law stipulates that the wife is bound to preen for her husband as and when he desires.
Preen?
Break him off.
Mm.
Yeah. And as long as the husband is not traveling, he has the right to have sexual intercourse with his wife every fourth night. Article 132 of the law says.
Every fourth night?
Yes, every fourth
night.
What
about in between?
Hey, unless the wife is ill or has any kind of illness.
So when does it start? When they get married? Or, I mean, when does it, how do you count the fourth night? Is it from the inception of the marriage? Or at what date does it begin?
If you get married tomorrow, April 3rd,
so every fourth
April,
day.
Right. If you give me
his the inception
the third,
of the marriage.
Right. On the third, you got to break him off. On the seventh, you got to break him off.
You have to.
On the 11th, it's non-negotiable.
So what about in between, though?
You know, that's a whole other thing.
Does it say anything about that?
Yeah. Oh, but hold on. Here's the good thing for you, though.
For me?
Yeah. It says one provision of the law also appears to protect the woman's right to sex inside marriage.
What's that?
It says the man should not avoid having sexual relations with his wife longer than once every 4 months.
So they can't go for, he can't.
He can't hold out on her.
For 4 months. He could hold out for 3 months and 30 days.
29
days.
Okay.
Not
but it's
February,
it's 3 months and 27 days.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I have a
solution to that. Hey.
I ain't waiting no damn 4 months.
Now, hold on now. Saeed Hossein Alimi Balki, a Shiite lawmaker involved in drafting the law, defended the legislation, saying it gives more rights to women than even Britain or the United States does.
What?
He said the law makes women safer and ensures that the husband is obliged to provide for her.
That's giving women more.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, if your husband says you can go outside, you can go outside.
But I have to wait for my husband to say that I can go outside. I have to ask him for permission?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell.
Girl,
you'll
get stoned, get your hair cut off.
Hell. Why are you getting married in Afghanistan?
Okay, I'm just saying.
Hell. No.
Hater in the house.
Hell to the no.
What you got against
that? Asking a man for permission to do something. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, moving on to the United States here.
Oh, no.
Now that you've waxed.
Oh, wait. Wait. We have a caller. Hold on. Hold on, caller.
Where's the caller?
Wait, it's not on the air.
I hit it.
I did. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How are you all?
Doing
good. We are good. How are you?
Oh, just fine. This is Simply Rad.
Hey!
Simply Rad.
Yeah, long-time listener.
Yes,
you know, well, first of all, we're going to have to hold Mr. Hugger to his challenge of
taken?
Yes, and we'll
I
have
put
to
it
stream.
Out there.
And
if
we'll
homie
have to
gets the deal, if homie gets the deal, I'm out there naked in the street.
Yes, Big Hugger will literally put it out there.
I will put it out there. I'll run in the street naked.
Well, just
Nike
one.
Adidas got to sign me, though. Pro kids, I don't care. I need deals.
Pro kids.
You know it's so cool.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Hey, you with me, Simply Rat?
Well, yeah, I'll bring the camera.
Oh, I thought maybe you're going to run on the streets naked with them.
Come on, man.
No, we have to get you we have to get you streaming.
Okay.
You need to be streaming, and that's an awesome idea, is to get you running naked.
Get the video going, streaming live.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go. Once I get up.
And yeah. you know what? Also, I was just thinking about the news that you're broadcasting about Guiding Light. They say they've been on for 72 years, right? Well, I looked up on.
Did they have sound back then?
Started off on the radio.
Oh.
Possibly because. Well, I was looking on Wikipedia and. In 1937, which is 72 years ago, I mean, think about it. In England, only 2,121 television sets were sold. Okay.
They were
on the radio first.
Oh, they were. Is that what it was?
And then they
switched. Yeah. Then they got on TV in 1952.
In 1950. Oh, okay. I didn't hear the rest of that story.
Were you not listening?
What were you doing, Simply Rat?
I was looking for the facts. I know, I was actually looking for the facts. Because I was wondering, well, where does this 72 years come in effect? So.
Yeah, radio first and then the TV.
Thank you for your due diligence, Simply Rat.
We appreciate you listening. And calling in.
Well, yeah, I can't be straight.
And before I start streaking, I'm going to give you a big hug.
Oh, definitely want to get that one on camera. I will be right there to film that one.
On the screen, power to the people.
Yeah. Or should I ask for permission before I do it? Hell no. Yeah, and he's shooting daggers out of his eyes right now. So. Thank you for calling in, Simply Rad.
Thank you, Simply Rad.
Yep, thank you for the good thing. Oh, yeah.
You riding in the street.
On that note, thank you. Wow.
Nike, Adidas, the Pro Kids. Y'all listen up.
Nike, Adidas, or Craig.
Pro Kids.
Pro Kids.
What? What's wrong with Pro Kids? Hey, okay.
Sheesh.
Hate on Pro Kids all you want.
Sheesh.
But I'll take the Pro Kids deal.
Sheesh.
I will take the Pro Kids deal.
Okay. You take the Pro Kids.
All right. I guess Oprah had a show. The other day. Yeah, she had a show the other day. Yeah. Men tell Oprah why they beat the women they love.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Yeah.
What's his name on there?
Who?
Chris Brown.
I doubt he would go anywhere on TV right now.
Okay.
I guess the stats are every day 3 women die as a result of abuse. That's nearly 1,100 killed every year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I guess they had guys who have abused women. They revealed to Oprah why they did it. I guess one guy says the first time he laid hands on his wife, Christy, was just weeks after the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he says he got jealous after a party where she was dancing with someone else. He said it set me off. I remember walking up to her and smacking her full force, sir says. I grabbed her by her neck and I kind of held her against the car. He kinda.
What the hell's kind allegedly?
Well, no, it's just
kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda.
Yeah, he kinda did it.
Whatever.
He said, I walked her over to the bushes and threw her in there, and I just started choking her. And he said after the first incident of abuse, he held a gun to his head. He said it was very hard to come to grips with the man that I was.
dude has some issues. Need to. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Promised Christy it would never happen again, and
they all
he forgave him.
Oh my goodness, they all say that.
And of course, he swore that the abuse would stop, and it continued.
It continued
for the next 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Even while Christy was pregnant.
Shame.
He said, she didn't want to have sex with me, and I got very furious. So I got on top of her and sat on her stomach.
Woo! Oh, my God.
See, why do we talk about stuff like this? So we can illustrate how stupid some people really are.
So we can what?
Illustrate. Mm-hmm. Like, draw a big-ass poster. Not even a poster. What's the billboard? You are stupid, sir. Very stupid.
Very.
You should never put your hand on a woman unless it's in a sensual way.
Wow. That's it.
There ain't no other excuse. And you come on TV, you know, you want to talk about it, and you want to draw some sympathy. You ain't got no damn sympathy. Women beaters get no sympathy. They suckers.
They suck.
You suck. Women beaters, if you ever smack the shit out of your woman or whatever, just out of anger because you couldn't scratch your balls correctly,
you suck.
You suck. That's it.
You suck.
Yeah, you get no other love, but you suck. And you know you suck.
You suck.
And everybody who knows you without knowing you did it, know
you
suck.
Suck
too. It's a Jedi mind trick.
You suck.
You suck. You're not the light side of the force or the dark side of the force.
You suck.
You suck. Now, of course, the conspiracy theory guy. Yes, the conspiracy guy. You know, they're taking away your rights as a citizen day by day, minute by minute. They're taking them away. Where does it start? A bill that's headed to the Senate. State Senator Gary LeBeau took up the cause of Avery Doninger at Lewis L. Mills High School in Burlington, who was banned from the student government because she posted something on her blog referring to the superintendent and other officials as douchebags.
What?
Yeah. I guess the whole thing started when Doninger wrote in her online journal how pissed off she was because the school had canceled an annual battle of the school bands that she had helped organize. The blog post was not my finest moment, Doninger later admitted. But, you know what? This is freedom of speech. She can't. They're voting for this shit in the Senate. She can't say that the people who canceled an event that she planned, that they probably been doing forever in the day, and she can't say that she felt they were douchebags. I'm like saying, hey, okay, if you want to reprimand them, say, hey, don't talk about school officials like that, fine. But to vote for something like that in the Senate, come on, man. See, I understand the long-range implications of all this stuff here.
Yeah.
They're voting on you not being able to call school officials douchebags. Then later on, you'll be getting locked up for something else. Speaking of douchebags, I don't know if you saw the in Florida,
oh,
my
no.
favorite state. The citizens of Florida
before I even talk about the story, you suck.
You suck.
You suck, Florida. I'm not going to say everybody in Florida sucks. I'm just going to say the state of Florida sucks by osmosis. That's.
You suck.
There's a billboard that was saying, I believe, Rush Limbaugh. It had a picture of Rush Limbaugh on it, and it says, "We didn't vote for your opinions, Rush." And quote unquote, conservatives are upset that there's a billboard talking about Rush Limbaugh. They're in arms. There's a whole video of it, too.
On where?
It's on CNN. You can see it on YouTube. It's everywhere. They're like, why did they have to put up a billboard? This is Rush Limbaugh. He can articulate his views if he wants. Hey, I'm saying. Now, they are defending this dude who definitely don't need none of your defense because he's making all his money off all y'all foods to support the drug-headed. What's the dude from Austin Powers, Fat Bastard?
What?
I'm basically insulting that dude. That's all.
I don't know.
I'm saying, you never watched Austin Powers?
No.
Anyway. No. Well, there's a character in there called Fat Bastard. He kind of looked like Rush Limbaugh. But,
okay.
That was it. I just like to insult him and people who actually listen to a dude that just hate everything and everybody.
Hater.
Hater in the house.
Hater.
You know, mad because he ugly.
Hater.
Yeah.
He wasn't made for radio?
No,
for radio.
He has a face for radio.
He has a face for radio.
He has a face for radio.
Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
I'm tired.
I'm tired of what?
I'm tired. I'm working too much.
Well, they actually let you work?
Working too much, too hard.
Too hard.
Trying to do too many darn things.
Is this like an accent you look at?
You know, like y'all. Y'all.
That don't sound right coming out your mouth.
From a white girl?
Yeah, pretty much. You're very Caucasian tonight.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know why.
Why? Anyway, you know me. I'm trying. You know I'm in racial rehab, man. Don't even do that.
Lordy.
Speaking of racial rehab.
Malawians
support Madonna's adoption.
Another one?
Yeah. But, you know, what's so bad about this is the fact that people are even talking about why is she adopting them kids. I'm like, look, man, you. First, let me, as I always do, if you're listening, Pop, turn the radio down Mama can't hear this.
I'm
going to give you 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. None of you fuckers ain't adopting no kids.
Fuckers.
She's like, what the fuck?
Fuckers.
Can she adopt some kids? If she wants to adopt 989,000 kids, let her adopt them. Why do y'all care?
It's Madonna.
Right. It's all these bastards who wouldn't adopt a kid, wouldn't do nothing for a kid. Their life depended on it.
Fuckers.
Yeah, fuckers.
Fuckers.
Stop complaining. If you want to do something,
fuckers,
you start adopting some kids. If you ain't adopting no damn kids, shut the fuck up.
Fuckers.
And that's it.
Fuckers.
You have some problems tonight. You definitely got some problems.
Fuckers.
Okay. All right, Pop.
Turn it back
on. You can turn it back up now.
If he can hear, if he turned it down.
I was
giving like a time
limit. Or on this, at like the 15-minute mark, just, you know, you can turn it back up. Or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. Talking about bad luck.
Uh-oh.
Oh. The fiancé drops the engagement ring off the
Brooklyn Bridge. And they got it on camera.
Yeah.
Wow.
How,
that sucks.
How bad?
Because you know what I'd say? You ain't getting another one.
Well, I guess homie had like saved enough money
to buy this
beautiful diamond ring.
And she dropped it. Get,
and he dropped it.
Oh, he dropped it.
Just as she agrees
to marry
to say
him.
Yes.
Well, and say, honey, there it is. And you ain't getting another one.
Would it be substantially cheaper?
Like Cracker Jack box.
Hey.
I can save enough money to buy that Cracker Jack box.
Wow,
that's sad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not about the ring. It's about the love anyway. No.
Hey, whatever.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Love.
No.
Shut up. You're going to wake up everybody in the house.
Yeah. All right, my bad. All right, well, speaking of which, for that couple that dropped the wedding ring, there's a new study that can help y'all stay together a little bit longer. Study says S&M brings couples closer.
What is S&M?
S&M.
What does that stand for?
Spanking and...
Isn't it sadism and masochism?
One of them. Sure,
yeah, sadism and masochism.
I don't know, but I don't know what sadism is.
Look it up.
Why?
So, I'm curious what... Look it up.
Look up.
Do you know how to spell it?
Yeah, I know how to spell it.
Okay.
S-A-D-O-C-H-I-S-M.
Okay, so what do you say about S&M?
It says that couples who regularly engage in sadism and masochism practices like spanking, bondage, or other semi-violent fetish fantasies end up bound closer together and stress-free.
Stress-free, yeah.
Yeah,
so that relieves stress. Yeah, it does.
I guess if you count whipping each other's asses.
Well, not whooping, but, you know, semi-violent.
Oh, spanking and bondage and semi-violent.
Mm-hmm.
Semi-violent means sometimes.
Well, don't tell me you don't like a good spanking.
No.
Or giving a good spanking.
Okay. Just, you know.
Oh, you like to give, but not really.
I'm not a good at this either. I guess, hey, men and women who participated in the study published together this week in the Archives of Sexual Behavior Journal showed increased levels of testosterone and pleasure when their S&M experiences went well.
Oh, okay. It's with that couple that decided to use the power tool be considered S&M?
I'm gonna think so. It may have been S&M gone bad.
Oh, was that? That's not violent. That was a stupidity.
Right. Well, it was violent stupidity for her. It may not have been violent for him.
No,
he didn't hear the song inside of him.
I guess they said they show an increase in cortisol, which is indicating a corresponding drop in stress levels and anxiety.
Really?
And they said couples who didn't enjoy the S&M showed increased levels of stress and detachment.
Who didn't enjoy it or didn't engage in it?
I guess they said who didn't enjoy. And these studies were conducted by researchers at Northern Illinois University and the University of Pisa in Italy. Pisa. Yeah, that's a bad joke right there. They said giving each other a sexy spanking did help many coupled up partners feel closer to one another. And they said the people that were happy with their S&M time reported a tighter emotional bond. There you have it. If you were the woman or man you care about right now, break out the whip.
And the handcuffs.
Yeah. But I'm going to advise this. Taking my racial rehab off for a second. If you break out the whip on a black person, they may be suffering from post-traumatic slavery disorder.
Yeah.
I may see a whip and I might go Nat Turner. So so I'm going to advise, like, you know, interracial couples, whatnot, be aware, you know, the other person is black, you break out the whip, they might go, either they're going to go slave, you know, like, I'll do what you say, master, or they might go
postal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just putting it out there. I'm trying to help people. I don't want nobody after listening to the show say, I was listening to Smooth Drama with Dick Hugger and Butter Pecan, and they was talking about this study that made couples happy, and I broke out the whip on her, and she said something about, no, you're not going to do that to me again. She started choking me. I'm looking out for people. That's it. Back in racial rehab. For those people who need help with things.
What kind of things?
All kinds of things. There's a mind reading robot that's making its debut. A new mind reading robot could make most tasks simply a wish away. They're saying that the robot reads electrical current patterns on an individual's scalp, and the change in cerebral blood flow that occurs when a person is thinking about certain movements through headgear that acts as an interference. Now, I know this Korean girl named Lee with a big head. I don't know if a big head might throw a radio off, the robot off.
Why would it?
I don't know. I just thought of that for some reason. Anyway, in the video demonstration, a person wearing headgear outfitted with the technology was able to think about lifting his right hand, and within seconds, the movement was mimicked by the robot. I'm just thinking that if you got on this big headgear and you got a robot, you're probably not going to be able to date humans. So
So hopefully you and that robot bond very well.
Well, weren't the Japanese creating a robot that you could have sex with?
Pretty much, yeah.
I remember that story.
Yeah. Japanese, they already trying to replace. Look, see, Afghanistan, they don't want you to go outside.
I see that.
You know, without my permission.
What?
You know, and remember, what was it? Saudi Arabia, remember the woman was talking to the boys and she got arrested for it?
Yeah.
You know, Oprah got the show talking about, hey, this is the reason why I beat y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all are like, you know, they used to say black men was an endangered species. Women. I better watch out. you know they got this stem cell research now. They just gonna put babies in tubes and grow them like that. Y'all gonna be out of business in a minute. You ain't gonna be like, oh shit, is that a woman?
I know.
It's a real life woman.
Wow.
Oh my god.
A robot.
Right, a robot. There's a lot of robots and stuff. Now you got this robot where you put on your giant helmet gear. You need to do what you want. There's just something bad about that. I can't get past the fact that you're going to have this gear on, this head gear. And I'm just thinking you got this big ass helmet on, looking like a damn fool.
Yeah.
Raise your hands up. Come on.
Where was this at?
This is over in Japan somewhere.
Again, Japan.
I guess if you're a female, you probably don't want to go to Japan right now.
No.
They trying to get
rid of
you.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to Japan anyways, you know.
No, I don't know. Me not eating.
China.
There you go. Why you? Hey, Yao Ming is from China. He's 7'6".
That's in height.
Oh, oh my god. All right. Why are you always about the stereotypes? How you know?
Did I say anything?
Okay, but you said 7'6", and that's only in height.
That's only in height. That's a tall man.
Now, you know what I found out?
What?
And
what are you on, steroids?
No, I found out something disturbing.
What's that?
I found out that, I guess statistically, black men, the stereotype that black men had the biggest penises in the world, it's not true. It's Native American.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
But
well,
there's not a lot of Native Americans left.
No.
So
okay.
That might have been the original reason for the hate in the first place. Mm-hmm. We're going to explore that on the next show, Smooth Drama.
On the next show.
Next show.
We're wrapping this one up. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you tune in again on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock.
Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
So you can email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com, or you can text the word Smooth Drama to 41411 for updates.
All right.
Until next time.
I am Dick Hugger. She's Butter Pecan again.
Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Together you got smooth drummer.